Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who have listened to the show before. I am glad you're still with me. If this is the first time you're listening, thanks. I hope you'll be back. I'm D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to episode 095 of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast, recorded on February 2nd, 2013, and brought to you by Raptor Picks USA. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time. So what was your week like? Mine was great. I have no complaints after the many weeks of misery we were through. I don't have anything to complain about. My DRs are still holding up, but barely. I think that because winter seems to be dragging and I'm thinking of spring and thinking of strings and thinking maybe K3 coated DRs in a neon color might be just what the season warrants. I already use multiple colors of nail polish on the same hand because I love color and it makes me happy, so why not add it to one of my axes? I've been thinking about this, and I haven't done it yet. I love the strings. I've heard them. I've seen them. I really have to consider this before the next string change. Maybe neon pink or neon green. Not that I have anything against yellow or orange, but I'm leaning toward pink or green because they kind of scream spring. If you're not aware of DR's Super Strings with amazing K3 coating, which is also on their Dragon Skin strings, you should check them out. I'll make sure I have a link not just to DR strings, but to the neon, which describe the K3 coating in the show notes. Leanne and I had a great first lesson. She was a bit apprehensive because of her less than desirable experience for several years with a piano teacher who, in my humble opinion, should never have been paid, not even for the first lesson. Our lesson went smoothly, and she did well, although her too big dreadnought was extremely problematic. I hope it will be exchanged for a guitar that fits her small frame in the very near future. This little reminder is for my student Anya, who has basically suspended her lessons because her schedule is absolutely inhuman. Anya, today is 69 days until Coachella 2013. I hope you get to go. Hi to Cody, with whom I'm still in discussion about the possibility of guitar lessons. There's a scheduling issue at home, and we may or may not get together. He's in high school, and I'm extremely impressed with his maturity. If you or Cody are looking for a guitar instructor, and for geographic or other reasons, we cannot work together, please explore the Find a Teacher link on my website. It's not a directory of instructors, which is what many people think when they see it, but rather it contains the questions you should pose to potential teachers in order to call out the ones whose competence should be questioned. So it's not going to necessarily choose the perfect instructor for you, but you will be equipped to ask the intended or potential teacher questions and determine who you definitely don't want to explore the possibility further with. So I hope that's helpful to you, and you can use that anywhere you are in the world. The same questions apply for whoever might be teaching you guitar. I had a call from someone who has been self-taught for 2 years who wanted to improve her tab reading. Needless to say, we had a long conversation. I think she opened her mind to the necessity for a skilled musician to master reading, writing, and playing music notation. Unfortunately, she's a little bit too far away for me to teach. I also directed her to the Find a Teacher link as well. News was pouring in all week from Winter NAMM. It looks like it was amazing as usual. Do you follow them on Twitter or Facebook? If so, your smartphone may have been pinging you to death all last week. Did you see anything novel or interesting? I did. E-Rex and I saw a former student of mine this week. It's been about a year since we got together. He's finishing up his PhD in Michigan, but was in New York to see friends and have some interviews, and had lunch with us on Friday on his way to see his family. He hadn't been here since before Superstorm Sandy. We told him that his neighborhood has likely been scarred by the storm. Our municipal pool parking lot, which is sizable, has been used as a fallen tree cemetery and a site for them to be cut up and fed into the most enormous wood chipper I've ever seen in my life. I took a few photos of the work that was still ongoing this week, 3 months since the storm. I'm adding a link this week to the Sandy, New Jersey Relief Fund. It's a nonprofit that will see that your donation, should you choose to make one, will reach the survivors. Thank you if you have donated money, time, your talent, prayer, or any other thing in an attempt to help with the staggering losses here in New Jersey. Remember, if you're in the New York metro area or will be traveling here, that the Les Paul and Mahwa exhibit at the Mahwa Museum in Mahwa, New Jersey is open for visitors from 1 to 5 on Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Even if you have seen the exhibits in his hometown of Waukesha, Wisconsin, or those offered at various venues by the Les Paul Foundation, this Mahwa exhibit is truly extensive in its breadth. This is just a little jewel of an experience waiting for you to discover. So if you're in the area, it would be a crime for you to not make time to see it. If there are still openings, you can call to reserve a time and play one of Les's guitars on the stage in the museum. That's an experience like none other. While we're on the subject of Les Paul, check out the wonderful tribute Lou Palo, the Les Paul Trio, and friends have created in Thank You, Les. After a brief word from my sponsor, Raptor Picks USA, we'll move on to this week's Student Spotlight. Congratulations to Timothy Ignatius Schneiders, the most recent winner of a free Raptor. Here are a few descriptions of genuine Raptor R-Series guitar picks with which I wholeheartedly agree. Tools for the creative. From the moment you pick up the Raptor R-Series, it's obvious a great deal of thought has gone into its design, and from the second you touch a string, you can both feel and hear the difference between a Raptor and other picks you've tried. Beautiful and tactile. Genuine R-Series Raptors have three carefully sculpted picking tips. They've been created using the same sophisticated design and modeling techniques employed to produce Formula One racing cars. And the result of this design effort means they've been able to take the humble pick to a completely new level of performance. Absolutely amazing. Each pick tip forms complex curves designed to glide effortlessly over your guitar strings. Raptors produce clean tones with almost imperceptible attack that range from that of the thinnest, brightest, through the rich, warm tones normally associated with much thicker picks. The pursuit of excellence. All genuine R-Series Raptor picks are subject to very strict quality control procedures. Each R-Series plectrum is precision molded from high-grade acrylic, then individually printed and inspected to ensure it meets their high standards prior to leaving their UK-based factory. Genuine Raptor R-Series guitar picks are available at raptorpicksusa.com. Free Raptors with a purchase of four or more is just another way of spreading the excellence one guitarist at a time. To be eligible to win a free Raptor in the next random drawing, like Raptor Picks USA Facebook page. Raptor Picks are a registered design. All rights are owned by Black Carbon. In the warm glow of the student spotlight this week are Clary and Danielle. They both played amazingly this week. Clary is a beginner, and what I'm so pleased with is that she's playing aggressively. I mean aggressively, not crudely. There's a difference in an unskilled, uncontrolled, loud attack and a confident, aggressive player. Go Clary! For all the years I've taught, one of my goals was to have my female students not, quote, play like girls. My former students who still play years after we have worked together, whether musicians by profession or avocation, get such a chuckle when they hear me say that I don't want my female students to play like girls. But I find few things as irritating as hearing a woman play the guitar weakly. Confidence, assertiveness, and projection and playing the way it should be played is an asset in any musician. Of course, the best know and understand the intent of the music's composer, comprehend appropriate dynamics and use them or reverse them for emphasis, and play with passion, whether it's a speed study or a technical minefield. Danielle had a look on her face of great gratification during her lesson. She seamlessly moved between unmemorized music that she actually had to read, and each one was played in a different position. Heretofore, she required more processing time to do so. She was absolutely beaming, and I have to say I was pleased, too. Very nice work, Danielle. I think reason of use is kicking in now. Kudos to Clary this week. She has all the earmarks of becoming an excellent guitarist. Kudos to Danielle. Stretch your brain, it won't break, and you'll be able to do more and more with knowledge and confidence. Another week, the ladies have wiped the floor with the dudes. I don't know what's happening, but I like it. Now, let's move along to this week's question of the week. This week's question came from a beginner guitarist who is not one of my students, but I frequently hear this question. Did it take you a long time to fill in the blank? The most recent iteration was, did it take you a long time to be able to play your first bar chord? Well, what's wrong with that question and how do you answer it? If you listen to this podcast and you teach, I will tell you that the fastest way to bleed students out of your schedule is to brag about your personal adeptness. Don't do it. At first blush, this question is a flattering question, especially if you were one of those rare guitarists who didn't find any technique too challenging. It seems to convey that a student is trying to be like you. Personally, I always deflect that kind of question because the truth is, it doesn't matter how I found a technique to master. What matters is that my student recognizes my good counsel and ability to get them where they want to and need to go. These questions are always posed by players who think they're struggling, and I say think because some techniques just take a while to gain the muscle control to execute. But some burgeoning guitarists think that because they can play a bit, everything should come easily to them. They also think that if they really, really want to do it, somehow that's going to translate into physical accomplishment. It eventually does if it's accompanied by application, focus, and repetition until the desired result is achieved. There's no shortcut. Too often a student thinks they're struggling because they've had to work on something. Too often, they're looking to justify the lethargy that sometimes arises when a challenging task is put before them. And they can justify it if someone tells them it took them a long time to master the technique in question also. There's a fine line between a student applying themselves to the clean execution of bar chords or whatever technique and persevering until they are mastered, and them feeling like they're uselessly banging their heads, or in this case, fingers against the wall, trying to do something that's a lost cause. Whether you're a player or a teacher, that a novice guitarist asks, deflect, deflect, deflect. It's not about you and your triumphs or struggles. It's about inspiring them and showing them how to accomplish it. If you are a beginner or intermediate guitarist, don't compare yourself to anyone else. Everyone learns and achieves differently. I know that in this time when everyone is so obsessed with knowing what everyone else is doing and thinking and feeling via social media, it may fall on deaf ears when I urge you not to compare yourself with anyone. But don't. Don't let it be deaf ears. Don't compare yourself with anyone. That's a sure road to imbalanced self-abasement. Rather, just be diligent. That's the answer to everything that revolves around physical technique, your diligence. It sounds great to say, so-and-so mastered such-and-such a technique the third time they tried. Well, it sounds great and hurrah for them, but it doesn't mean that if you have to work for a month and a half on it, that your triumph is any less laudable. Don't compare yourself. If you have a question that you'd like me to address on this podcast, please email it to me at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please note there's no tutor in the email address, and it's spelled guitartechnique@gmail.com. If I use your question, I'll be glad to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. And just for the record, I'm very blessed with dexterous fingers on both hands. Enough said. Now, here's this week's news. In the intro, I mentioned this winter's NAMM show, and in the news this week is the list of best in show at Winter NAMM 2013. This is NAMM's list, not mine, as I didn't attend, but I think there are some products and companies on the list that warrant a guitarist's attention, and I'm just going to enumerate a few. First on their list, and they list this by particular categories, so this is not necessarily the order of importance or anybody is more spectacular than anyone else. This is just the way they listed it. The first one is Music Nomad Equipment Care, and this is a group of products for cleaning and protecting instruments. It's interesting. I know of this particular product. You might want to check it out if you're big on cleaning your guitars. Read all the ingredients. Also get counsel from guitarists and luthiers you know. I'm very conservative about anything I'll put on my instruments. Other than having the fingerboard done professionally, I don't do a lot to my guitar. But that's just me, and all my guitars look like the day I bought them. So it's up to you. But, you know, if you perform or you really want your guitar polished up or it's in pretty beat shape, this might be the care company whose products you would like to use. Another best of show or best in show product were the Ernie Ball M Steel strings, which will hit the store shelves mid-summer. So we're projecting out a few months. And they're made of a defense grade alloy that provides more strength and break resistance than traditional plain strings. They also slip less and are reported to stay in tune better than plain traditional strings. If you've heard my review of Evertune, I'll just draw that to your memory. That's all I want to say about that. Nothing against Ernie Ball strings. I'm a DR girl, but I have no doubt that this is some big technological improvement. If you're really serious about your strings not going out of tune and you have a guitar that is expensive, look into an Evertune bridge. That's what's going to help you. And another item on the list was the PV VIP Viper Modeling Amps. Music and audio innovator PV Electronics has introduced a new generation of modeling amplifiers with the Viper VIP series. This is the world's first variable instrument performance amplifiers, and that's what their VIP stands for. After the award-winning original PV Viper series set the new standard for modeling guitar amplifiers, the Viper VIP series introduces an entirely new level of technological sophistication and tonal versatility. This is something that you should be aware of. If you recall, maybe during the spring or summer, I discussed in one of my podcast segments the vintage-sounding-looking brand-new Martin guitar line. This technology of modeling sound digitally is quite the rage with various guitar manufacturers. It's certainly something to keep your eye on if you play anything electric. It's very interesting. Purists will have one take on it. People who are desirous of a particular sound will have another idea about it, but it's surely worth looking into if you play an electrified instrument. I don't know about happy coincidences, but if you recall last week, before NAMM got going, I mentioned the Grand Orchestra series from our good friends at Taylor. Well, I'm pleased to read that the NAMM gang named the Taylor Grand Orchestra the best-in-show guitar at Winter NAMM. Congratulations to Bob and the whole staff at Taylor. I love innovation that makes a difference. Taylor has successfully done so in their big, beautiful, powerfully projecting Grand Orchestra guitar. If you can handle a guitar this big, you've got to play one, even if you can't afford to buy it. Now, let's move on to this week's Take Note segment. Topic this week is about the tack older guitarists need to take to accomplish the elasticity and stretch needed to develop and grow into a competent player. And I know you young peeps are tuning out, but that's okay. I have a group of students who are over 30. Some are just a little over 30, and some haven't seen 30 for quite a while. None of them played when they were younger. The challenge for these guitar heroes is for their fingers to stretch and yet still exert downward pressure with control. Speed is also a challenge for some of them. So aside from some glucosamine and chondroitin, if they have any form of arthritis, how are they going to make mature hands do what even young, lithe hands are challenged by? That's the question. My hands are over 30. But I haven't stopped playing for any considerable period of time, so they are still strong and stretch rather well. I don't play as hard and as long as when I was in my 20s because I don't want to sustain any injury. So many of my guitar-playing peers are plagued with carpal tunnel syndrome, and I'll have none of that. I want the use of my hands until such time as I can't use them anymore. So I don't play for the number of hours that I used to, but I would say that I've probably not lost a terrible much of my speed, and I think I have retained all of my strength with stretch pretty well. The best thing I have found for strengthening and increasing speed are a collection of scale studies that are now out of print. Please, well, if you want to email me, depending on when I receive it, I may tell you what that collection of studies is. You can't buy it anymore. Any carefully chosen exercises will do. Choose them by the kind of movement they require. Don't choose them because you can already play them or you don't have trouble playing them and you think magically, if you just play studies that you have no challenge in, magically your fingers are going to become stretchier and stronger. They're not. A traditional second position 2-octave G scale may be fine for developing a little bit of speed, but that same scale doesn't offer much to help non-elastic fingers stretch more. For that, a scale that requires a fret skip between the first and second finger notes, or the second and third, or third and fourth, are what is necessary. Currently, Arno and Gary, among my students, are playing a particular scale that will assist with the stretch factor. When you are working on that aspect of your physical development and dexterity, be careful to play legato. Now, legato means no air between the notes. It will be harder, but therein is the gain and the stretch. So if you play, for example, an F on the 6th string 1st fret with your first finger, continue to hold it down as you stretch to reach the G on that string with your second finger, not your third finger, your second finger. If you lift that first finger that's on F when you go to play the G with your second finger, the exercise is useless for your purpose. Think about what your goal is. If you don't have an instructor who can and should guide you, analyze where your technique is lacking and find the exercises, often in a variation of some kind of scale study, which are also great for your ears, by the way. Find the study of that nature that will yield the desired result for you. If you don't have an instructor, have a guitarist friend who is more accomplished than you are watch you execute the study or studies so they can tell you if your hand position or the angle of your fingers need to be modified for best results. Look into this. Legato is the thing, and something that requires your fingers to skip a fret while not lifting one to the subsequent finger. This is the solution for your problem. It's not easy, and you won't like it if you're having problem with stretch, but this is what will fix it. That wraps up this week's segments of episode 095. Following a short word from my sponsor, Raptor Picks USA, we'll move along to the outro and wrap this baby up. Is your Valentine a guitar player? If so, say I love you with a beautiful handful of red Raptor guitar picks. No matter where I go, when I show guitarists the genuine R-Series Raptor pick, the ones with vision immediately comprehend that it's not just another novelty pick that's going to end up somewhere with all the other weird picks they have tried or people have given them. They try it, they utter a soft hmm, and they start to play. And they keep playing and playing and playing and playing. Most of them tell me they expected it to feel weird, but it's comfortable and just feels different. When I ask them what they think, they say they want it and ask where they can get one. Three uniquely and specifically engineered picking tips on the Raptor entice a guitarist to think about and explore the full range of sound qualities they can create with it. The unique beveling of the molded acrylic pick offer amazingly silent attack. The Raptor R-Series pick is destined to become a pivotal tool for creative guitarists. Personally, I haven't played with anything but a Raptor Series R since the very first time I touched one, and I don't think your recipient will be disappointed when they try it. If you order by Friday, February 8th, regular mail shall get Raptors anywhere in the continental U.S. by Valentine's Day. Saturday the 9th is iffy, but likely too. Get some today for the guitarist in your life or for you at RaptorPicksUSA.com. Free Raptors with the purchase of four or more is just another way of spreading the excellence, one guitarist at a time. Raptor picks are a registered design. All rights are owned by Black Carbon. Superstorm Sandy Relief is still ongoing. Thanks for anything you have or can do. There may be pink or green neon DRs in my future. I'm not sure, but it would really make it feel like spring is on its way. Excellent work, Clary and Danielle. Keep it up. Don't compare your progress as a beginner guitarist to anyone, not your teacher, your friend, or anyone on YouTube. Apply yourself and you will master the technique that eludes you. NAMM's Best in Show list is interesting. Check out what they thought were notable products. Legato scale studies and their variations are extremely profitable for the less elastic hands that didn't play guitar prior to being 30 or over. Legato means no space or air between the notes. One glides right into the next. It's accomplished ascending by not lifting a finger until after the next note is played. Descending, it's accomplished by having the next note's finger in position before the finger of the current note is released. 69 days until Coachella, Anya. Humidify if your guitar is in an environment with less than 40% humidity. Gordon emailed that he recognized the music behind last week's outro as he puts it, extremely apropos. For that, Gordon will be receiving a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. I'm glad somebody's hip to what I'm doing here. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for episode 095 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining. I will be including links to anything I mentioned that I think you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, all spelled traditionally, which is GuitarTechniqueTutor.com, and that you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please note there's no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me your question for the Question of the Week segment. If I use it, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick too. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique. I'm not a tweeting maniac. I tweet to update anybody following me with my guitar-y exploits, and primarily I retweet what I think is interesting. On my homepage and the podcast page of my website, and on the blog, which will be containing the show notes exclusively in the future, you can find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways and or to subscribe to the show notes by email or a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in the Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwa, Midland Park, Montebello, Montvale, Oakland, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, the hamlet of Ramapo, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Tuxedo, Tuxedo Park, Upper Saddle River, Viola, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. For lesson inquiries, calling is best and my number's on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Whether you're a beginner guitarist, a gigging pro, or at any level between, a Raptor guitar pick will catapult your playing forward. Visit RaptorPicksUSA.com to order yours today. Practice, have a great week, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time.